Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, BDEntrek. We had a busy Tuesday of action on the diamond and a ton of news and notes slash injuries to discuss on today's show. So let's get started on this one, as it's a busy one for you. Started off early with JT Realmuto being placed on the IL with a meniscus injury. He'll have surgery on his knee on Wednesday, and Realmuto is expected to miss at least a month. Rafael Marchand was called up to act as the backup catcher for the Phillies. Realmuto is a hold in all formats, at least two catcher formats. But man, big tough break, as catching is just falling by the wayside this season. Some positive news for the Philadelphia Phillies. Trey Turner is ramping up baseball activities, and the Phillies said on Tuesday they expect Turner to return this weekend or Monday, so we might get Trey back in our fantasy lives very soon. Randy Arozarena was scratched from Tuesday's lineup with a hamstring tightness. He did pinch hit later in the game, and we should expect him back in the lineup on Wednesday. Brian Wu was scratched from Tuesday's start with a forearm injury. Wu was dealing with a forearm injury earlier this year, and this feels ominous with the previous injury history. Jonathan Diaz was recalled from AAA to make the spot start on Tuesday. Diaz had a 2.98 ERA over 11 starts at AAA, with 67 strikeouts and 66 in the third innings pitched. Diaz threw 5 1/3 innings while allowing 3 earned runs and striking out 4 on Tuesday. Diaz could be has some streaming appeal if he sticks in the rotation. And when it comes to Wu, they said after the game, not on the IL yet, more testing to be done. Jurickson Profar, the San Diego Padres, left Tuesday's game after injuring his knee on a swing. It looked brutal, but after the game, it appears Profar avoided a major injury. Manager Mike Schilt and Francisco Tatis were both discussing this after the game, and they said Profar has been dealing with this injury for a while, potentially up to a month, according to Fernando Tatis Jr. Profar is currently day-to-day, but more testing will be done on Wednesday. Logan Ohapi of the Angels took a ball in the nether regions on Tuesday. He left the game in serious pain, but he says he avoided a major injury after the game. There are even expectations that Ohapi could return on Wednesday. Taylor Ward of the Los Angeles Angels left Tuesday's game with lower back soreness. That's after an RBI double and a home run for the Angels. The Angels are saying that Ward, it was a precautionary, and they expect him to be day-to-day. Cesar Salazar of the Houston Astros was recalled from AAA on Tuesday as Yainer Diaz continues to deal with a hand injury. This will give the Astros 3 catchers for now, as Diaz is not on the IL. Salazar is hitting .274 at AAA with 6 home runs and a stolen base, and will back up Victor Caratini. Joey Loperfido was sent back to AAA to make room for Salazar. Louis Varland was called up on Tuesday to make the spot start, pitched well against the Rockies. Diego Castillo was sent back to AAA. As reported on yesterday's show, we expect Varland to go back to AAA, as this was just to give all the starters in the Twins rotation an extra day of rest. Francisco Alvarez, the New York Mets, was activated from the IL on Tuesday as expected, but the interesting part is Tomas Nito was DFA'd to make room for Alvarez. Luis Torrens won the backup role. More news out of the Mets. Edwin Diaz is reportedly going to be activated from the IL on Thursday. We'll see how that goes, as he was just brutal before hitting the IL. We'll see if he jumps back into the closing role or how that is assessed in New York. Jordan Lawler of the Arizona Diamondbacks was moved to AAA as he continues his rehab assignment. The D-backs already said he'll rejoin the team once he's healthy, which could be as early as this weekend. Masataka Yoshida of the Boston Red Sox was activated from the IL on Tuesday as he's missed about a month with a left thumb strain. Yoshida will return to the DH role that he left for a while. Garrett Cooper was DFA'd to make room on the roster for Yoshida. Speaking of the Red Sox, Tyler O'Neill was expected to return on Tuesday, but is still out of the Red Sox lineup. He's still considered day-to-day, but the longer he is out, it feels like his previous knee injury all over again, which may result in an IL stint. Hunter Renfro of the Kansas City Royals was placed on the IL with a fractured big toe he sustained after fouling 2 balls off of his foot on Monday. Drew Waters was recalled, and that could have some fantasy relevance if Waters was to play regularly. Waters was hitting .277 at AAA with 7 home runs and 9 stolen bases. Adam Frazier of the Royals was placed on the bereavement list on Tuesday, and Nick Prado was recalled to take his spot on the roster. Prado's first action of the season came as a pitcher when the Royals were getting smoked by the New York Yankees. Javier Baez, the Detroit Tigers, was placed on the IL with a lumbar spine inflammation. He's expected to be out until at least late June, maybe longer, as there's no specific timetable for Baez's return. Ryan Kreider was called up and will get some starts at shortstop in the coming weeks. Jack Flaherty of the Tigers received an anti-inflammatory infection in his back on Monday, and he's hoping to still return to the rotation this weekend. Jorge Mateo of the Orioles was activated from the concussion IL on Tuesday, while Connor Norby was sent back to AAA. Mateo homered in his return. More Orioles news. Daniel Colombe was placed on the IL with left elbow inflammation. Brian Baker was recalled to take Colombe's role on the roster. I only mentioned this because Colombe would get an occasional save from time to time when a lefty situation and arose in the ninth and Kimbrel needed some rest. Christian Encarnacion Strand of the Reds, recent reports was he was starting to ramp up and close to baseball activities. That has been put on hold. CES has ligament damage in his wrist from the previous injury, and there's a chance that CES will need season-ending surgery. CES is getting a second opinion, but things aren't looking good for the rest of the season for the big first baseman. Noel V. Marte of the Reds began his rehab assignment at AAA on Tuesday as he's wrapping up his 80-game PED suspension. He'll be back with the Reds when first eligible to return. Ben Brown of the Chicago Cubs was placed on the IL with a neck strain, an injury Brown has been dealing with for a little while. Colton Brewer was recalled from AAA to take Brown's spot on the roster, and Jordan Wicks should be taking Brown's spot in the rotation. Brandon Drury and Chase Silseth of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim began their rehab assignments at AAA on Tuesday. We could see Drury back as early as this weekend, while Silseth may need another rehab start or two. Joey Ortiz of the Milwaukee Brewers was scratched from Tuesday's game with hamstring tightness. He is currently day-to-day. Kevin Kiermaier of the Toronto Blue Jays left Tuesday's game with left knee contusion. He fouled the ball off his knee earlier in the game, and he is considered day-to-day. Josh Young of the Texas Rangers is scheduled to take live batting practice this week and hopes to start a rehab assignment soon thereafter. Young is progressing nicely, and the Rangers hope to have him back by the end of the month. If you can stash Josh Young, the time is now as that window is quickly shrinking. Joey Gallo of the Washington Nationals left Tuesday's game with a leg injury after running on a ground ball in the seventh inning. It appears to be a hamstring injury, and more testing will be done on Wednesday. Last but not least, Bobby Miller of the Los Angeles Dodgers will pitch another rehab start on Thursday for AAA. If all goes well, Miller should return to the Dodgers rotation next week. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from the day and a peek ahead at Wednesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Ryan McMahon goes deep again. He's 2-for-4 on Tuesday with a double, a home run, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. On the season, McMahon's hitting .262 with 11 homers, 33 runs scored, and 35 RBIs. Andrew Vaughn continues to get it done. He went 1-for-2 with a solo shot on Tuesday. Vaughn is now riding an 11-game hitting streak for the White Sox, where Vaughn's hitting .357 with 3 homers, 9 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. Spencer Horwitz of the Toronto Blue Jays was called up recently, and he was leading off on Tuesday night as Horwitz went 2-for-4 with an RBI and a walk. In the 4 games since being called up, Horwitz is hitting .357 with a double, a run, an RBI, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. At AAA this season, over 57 games, Horwitz was hitting .335 with 4 home runs and 3 stolen bases. Make sure y'all check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Cal Quantrill continues to dazzle. 6 shutout innings against the Twins with 3 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Quantrill had 15 whiffs and a 23% CSW on 100 pitches. Over Quantrill's last 8 starts dating back to May 3rd, he's thrown 47 innings, allowing only 10 earned runs with 16 walks and 39 strikeouts. Drew Thorpe made his MLB debut for the White Sox against the Mariners on Tuesday, and Thorpe went 5 innings, 1 earned, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 4 Ks. Not too shabby for a debut. He had 11 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 98 pitches. Heavy changeup arsenal, 38% changeup usage for Drew Thorpe, something to monitor going forward. He has another start on Sunday, so I'll have a good idea come Fab on what to do with Mr. Thorpe. And then Cutter Crawford bounced back nicely against the Fightin' Phils. Crawford went six innings, allowing two earned runs, six hits, one walk, and eight Ks. Crawford had 13 whiffs and a 36% CSW on 88 pitches. This was big because Crawford was cruising the season, but over his last three starts, Cutter Crawford has allowed 15 earned runs. So nice to see him get on track against a very good Philadelphia Phillies team. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. Ryan Pressly picked up his second save of the year as the Astros took down the Giants. Josh Hader had pitched in back-to-back games. Kyle Finnegan picked up his second save of the year for the Nats. Emmanuel Clase picked up his 20th save of the year as the Guardians took down the Reds. Jose Alvarado saved 12 on the year against the Boston Red Sox. Tanner Scott, multi-inning save number 8 on the season against the New York Mets. Tyler Kinley of the Rockies picked up his 5th save of the year against the Twins. David Bednar saved 14 versus the Cardinals. Jimmy Garcia pitched about an inning and a third, picked up his 5th save of the year against the Brew Crew. And Ryan Stanek saved number 5 against the White Sox as Andrés Muñoz is continuing to be sidelined with the back injury. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Wednesday's action on the diamond. Got some day baseball for you, but when it comes to DFS, you have an 8-game main slate starting at 7:10 p.m. Eastern time. You got Sonny Gray versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's your high-priced guy, but a solid option. Bryce Miller versus the White Sox is solid. If you want a little GPP play, Tanner Bibee in Great American Small Park against the Reds. Christopher Sanchez versus Boston. Boston struggling and striking out a ton versus lefties. And then Braxton Garrett versus the Mets, another team struggling versus lefties. If you're looking for some bats on the slate, the Yankees get Daniel Lynch in a bulk role against the Royals. That should be fun. Seattle versus Jonathan Cannon of the White Sox is another good one. And St. Louis versus Bailey Falter. Some things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday. Framber Valdez, Logan Webb, Afternoon Delight by the Bay. That should be a fun one. Jake Irvin versus Reese Olson. Two guys that most didn't expect to be monster fantasy assets this year, both pitching phenomenally, especially Jake Irvin of late. So really actually interested in the outcome of this one. Great American Small Park pitching battle. Tanner Bibee versus Nick Lodolo. That should be fun. And then Christopher Sanchez versus Nick Pavetta in Boston in the evening. Another great matchup there between the Phillies and the Red Sox. Well, that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. And more importantly, become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. Gets you in the amazing Discord. Gets you awesome tools like PLV Plus, the Weekend Fab podcast by Nick Pollock. You get projections and so much more. Always new things coming down the pipe at pitcherlist.com. And when you're a member at PL Plus and PL Pro, you are the first to get them. So go check it out, sign up, and enjoy the ride. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Thursday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Wednesday, June 12th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.